Aside from his fading handsomeness and hidden proclivities, Friedrich Pflaumer considered himself a very ordinary man. That Kai should look twice at him was the miracle of his life, and Friedrich knew it. The miracle and the curse. The hut where they had just enjoyed their tryst had been on the Freiherr von Reinhardt's land, now reclaimed by the state after that gentleman and his wife had died of typhus in the early 20s. While he caressed Kai's upturned flank with the roughened tips of his fingers, Friedrich recalled how in the cooler autumn evenings, when they were only boys, he and Joachim von Reinhardt, the Freiherr's son, would play conkers. They would carefully bore holes in each one with a corkscrew stolen from the von Reinhardt's kitchen. Then each would take out his shoelace and thread it through the hole before tying a knot at the end and swinging the conkers around each other, each attempting to hit the others. Sometimes their friend Philipp Stern joined them, but old man Stern wanted him at the shop more often than not. More than anything, Friedrich wanted to share this inconsequential memory with the youth who now lay beside him. He wanted to share every memory with Kai. How could it be that after all this time he should now feel a transcendence he could never have imagined possible? Was this love, this painful twist of the heart every time he laid eyes on the boy? Surely it must be. The only other time he had ever felt this was with Joachim, but that had been clouded in shame. Not that he felt no guilt here and now. His and Gerda's marriage was based on a wartime promise. He was not the love of her life, nor she of his. But she was still beautiful, the mother of his two children, and he felt the rightness of her connection to him, its public justice, juxtaposed against the wrongness that existed inside him, that wrongness of preferring his own sex. "Are you ever going to get around to answering my question?" Kai interrupted Friedrich's musings. "You think I'm jealous, huh?" His smile was like a cat's. "You're the first serious one," Friedrich smiled in return. "When I was younger, I was in love with my best friend, but he never knew. I couldn't bear to have him disdain me. Then we went off to war and fought together. He was hit by shrapnel and died in my arms. After that, I didn't feel much like love." He was telling Kai the truth, but not all of it, and the younger man's assessing glance confirmed to Friedrich he had guessed as much. "I was ashamed, Kai. I couldn't tell anyone. I would pass the bathhouse sometimes, but I never dared go in. So, apart from you, nobody knows. Except... He broke off, a memory overwhelming him with all the senses, as if he were living it then and there while Kai and the hut faded from his consciousness. "Except?" Kai rose to a sitting position and poked Friedrich's upper arm.
"Your eyes are going glassy. Where are you, Friedrich?"
Friedrich blinked, returning. His leg was throbbing now, the old fracture unhealed and painful. "Loose. Counterattack." To Kai's uncomprehending stare, he responded,
"During the war, I met an enemy soldier and confided in him. It was a battlefield confession."
He drew his knees to his chest.
"I was wounded and stuck in a shell hole. And then there was this crazy Englishman."
"Oh, Fritchen," Kai murmured, tracing his finger down Friedrich's arm and shoulder.
"You're trembling. Tell me about it, your Englishman. I would very much like to know."